let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. If you're looking for a way to grow closer to God, then M.A. Benjamin is sure to help out. By providing a wide range of Christian books for adults and children, everyone will get a chance to better themselves as they learn more about Father God. M.A. Benjamin is a native of New York. She loves spending time with her family, especially her son and grandchildren, whenever she has the opportunity. She's one of eight siblings who have all ventured out into various areas of life. She's a graduate of Fordham University, 16-year veteran of the United States Air Force Reserves. She's cared for children for many years. She originally started telling short stories while caring for children as a way to teach the younger ones about Father God. Well, this drive has inspired her to create over 25 Christian short stories and has even taken her a step further by turning those stories into picture books for children and poetry books for others. And new from M.A. Benjamin is The Greatest Transfer, exploring a profound spiritual journey that takes readers from the creation of our world to the ultimate act of redemption. We welcome back to This Week in America, M.A. Benjamin, author of The Greatest Transfer. Welcome back to the program. It's a pleasure to have you back with us.
Same here. Thank you very much.
It is. You've been busy since you were here the last time a couple of years ago. So lots to talk about on the program. Specifically today, we're talking about The Greatest Transfer, but so many books that M.A. has written. Last time we talked about When in Doubt. We'll touch on that as well. Let's start with the basics here. When did you get this inspiration to idea to start writing books? When I gave a little bit of background there, but when did this become go from, I guess, storytelling to actually writing books?
I can't even explain that one. It was just something that manifested, I guess, in itself. I was in the middle of telling a story to a child, and my mind said, you need to write this down. So, you know, there might be other children that want to know, you know, because, you know, some of the Bibles, you have a lot of the thus and the thou, and then you have some of the English versions, but this generation, they don't really read the Bible. So for a child to come and ask them a question, they may not know where to go. So in writing my books, I always try to make sure that I put the Bible verse in it so that they can go back and read it for themselves. They don't have to believe the verse is the way it says or that the book is the way it says because I said so. They get to go back and read the verse for themselves and hopefully the chapter, and to continue reading on for themselves.
It is so well laid out and really thought through that we can take these lessons and talk about them, expose them to young people. It's good for us as adults to get these messages as well, written in simple language. As you say, it cuts right to it, and it gives us everything we need and references there as well. M.A. Benjamin is our guest on the program. All of her books you'll find on our website, mabenjamin.net. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly, get all of the information. You've taken the words and you provided illustrations with those. I mentioned going to the picture book. Talk about that, finding someone to do illustrations, making sure they represent accurately the message you're trying to portray. How did that work out doing illustrations? Because you've done a wonderful job with this.
Thank you. The illustrator is actually my niece. And as with all my books, when I write the book, I have an idea of what the picture itself is supposed to look like. So whenever I do it, I'll have the page, and then underneath it, it says what the page is supposed to look like. And then it makes it easier for the illustrator, because I actually have two illustrators. So whoever is doing whichever book, when they do it, underneath each page, it says what that page is supposed to look like. So it's easier for them to understand it and to understand, you know, where the wording is going to go and the rest of that.
They've done an excellent job in taking and enhancing your words, the text. It really brings things to life. How much planning and organization is there in doing it that way? Because you're not just telling a story, you're illustrating the story as well. What are the challenges in doing that?
The challenges in doing it is depending on your age range for your audience.
Yes.
Having to make the wording easier for them to understand, because you don't want to use the wrong wording. The parent may understand, and then it's going to create problems for them to try to break it down, and then they may get frustrated. So I try to make the book as simple as possible so that the child can understand it, and if they have a question, they can ask their parent, and the parent can still, you know, go back to the Bible or do their best to explain it for themselves, for the child. And then in that, like I said, the illustration, the pictures help to bring the words to life.
You can find all of the books written by our guest, M.A. Benjamin, on our website, mabenjamin.net. We've got a link on our website, so you can go there, link on directly. Books, of course, available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Let's go back and, again, focus a little bit on writing children's stories. And you talked about some things. The words are so important. You want to make sure the word is accurate and that a child is able to understand it. When you started writing, what was that like, and how has that style changed for you in breaking that writing down? And did you have times you went back?
It's gotten a little easier, I must admit.
That's good.
It has, because the very first time I started writing, it was just rewrite after rewrite. And then I'll call myself, read it to the children, and they're looking at me like, okay, I got to rewrite this again. And just keep on going until I finally got to where they're like, oh, and then, you know, they put their own little pieces. I'm like, okay, good. You're catching on. Okay. I'm in the right area now for the age group that I want.
You know, that's so nice to be able to not only create the words, but try them out on young people and have their response as you're reading it and see what kind of feedback. Yeah. And you can study their faces. The faces of a youngster says a lot. You can tell if they're really grasping this or have no idea what in the world you're talking about. So that really helps. How many times did you have to go back and rewrite? Was that something that there was a lot of in the beginning?
Oh, in the beginning, yes, there was. Because especially in this book, because in this book, I actually started talking about Jesus and his love for us. And in that, I was like, okay, so now I got to talk about his birth. And then as I started going, then I was like, oh, you know, I got to go back and talk about this. And then I had to keep going back. So this book actually has 5 chapters in it. So it's, you know, not to put too much on a little child at one time. And each chapter runs 5-6 pages. Then I think there's one chapter that's like 10 pages. The pages aren't a lot, but to a small child, you want to hold their attention, but you don't want to overwhelm them at the same time.
Yes.
So then after each chapter, I have my little question, you know, what did you learn? Or, you know, what did they do wrong? You know, did they tell the truth? You know, little questions that, you know, is simple enough for them to understand and still to answer, to show that they comprehended something of what was read to them.
Well, it's interactive. They really participate in this as they're going through the book. And the new one that M.A. is talking about is The Greatest Transfer. You will find that available at Amazon, usual places, on her website, mabenjamin.net. What are some strong elements of telling a good story? What have you found over the years that this really works well? This is something, a technique that I need to use more because it's resonating with the young people.
That one's the technique. For me, my technique, I get the story and I, you know, I start writing it. And as I said, I just constantly, I'll try it out on the kids to see whether or not is this one going to be a good one or like, Miss Benjamin, I'm done. Like, okay. Well, yes. Little children, they are the best. Because they don't care.
They'll just tell
you. They will tell you the truth.
Well, it sounds like you go sort of from a technique to instinct. After a while, you know what goes into a good story. It's trying to incorporate that in all the stories, and so many written by M.A. Benjamin. And you'll find all the books on our website, mabenjamin.net. Link on directly by going to our website as well. I keep talking about young people and kids. What age group are you really appealing to? And I'll qualify that by saying there's a lot there for adults. If we spend time reading to children or have them read to us. Yes. We will learn something. Maybe a refresher yes. course, maybe first time for some mm-hmm. of us. There's something there for all
exactly.
of us. What's the age group that you're directly
the age
appealing
group for this
to?
Book is 4 years and up.
Okay. And up and up, depending on, how old and what the message is, because you cover a lot of ground there. You're reading this and you're thinking, I could probably go back and use a refresher here. It takes readers from the creation of the world to the...
This book was a refresher for me as well.
Well, I was going to ask that. What impact has this had on you and your faith and you learning and growing in that faith? Has this impacted you in a positive way?
Yes, it did. It helped broaden my mind as far as, you know, we know that Satan exists. And in the beginning, you know, it talks about the creation of the world and everything, but how did he get into the garden? He was already here.
Yes.
So the Bible doesn't necessarily tell us that he was there at the creation, but considering the fact that he was one of the angels and the angels were created before us, he was here, so he knows way more than we do. He knows every word that God says, and he knows how to twist it in order to trick us, as he did with Adam and Eve in the garden. You know, because he told them not to eat from the fruit, but the death, it wasn't an actual physical death, it was a spiritual death.
Yes.
So Satan getting them to do that, it was disobedience, yes, but he tricked them.
Well, it's a lot to contemplate and a lot to think about, isn't it? And to be able to present that message to the young people, it's
right.
And you do
what I did to help them to understand as they go through the book. We know God gave us authority, but to tell a child they have authority, they can kind of understand, but do they really? So in the book, I have like a little floating paper and a key that represents the authority. So they get to see the authority transfer from God to Adam.
Yes.
Adam gave it to Satan. Satan had to give it back to Jesus when he died. And then Jesus goes back to heaven with it. And now he's in between. He's on the throne, but he's there, and we have to go through him in order to get to heaven.
See, in 30 seconds, you just explained it in a way that we could all understand that. You've got this ability to break it down, designed for young people. And really, it appeals to so many because it's like, okay, then this makes some sense to me now, and I can appreciate the story and apply the lessons I've learned in my life. You develop a lot of themes. You talk about a lot of themes in your book, The Greatest Transfer, as well. What are some of the themes you like to address with the young reader?
God's love, forgiveness. That's a major thing in here. I mean, God's love is always there, but forgiveness, because with what happened, God forgave Adam and Eve, even though he put them out of the garden. He still forgave them. He loved them. Even though he put them out, you know, he still loved them. And personally, I feel he might not have put them out had they been honest. But because they, you know, Satan tricked them, when he came to ask them what happened, they started pointing fingers, as all children do. They start, this one did it, that one did it, this one did it.
Yes.
You know, Adam blamed Eve blamed the snake. And, you know, and on the other page, you get to see Satan is just floating by. And he has the authority and the key.
With us on the program is M.A. Benjamin. Back with us on the program talking about the book, The Greatest Transfer. That's one of many, and you will find them on our website, mabenjamin.net. Books available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. Links on our website directly to her website to get more information. mention all the books that you've done, and I'm sure that you're working on more. What are you working on now?
That I am. right now, I'm waiting for We All Know Someone in Heaven. That's the next to be published.
Yes.
Amazon already has that. I have Seed Time and Harvest coming out. And Let's Talk to God is being illustrated as we speak. And after that, I'm starting a series. I have a little boy named Bob. And this is going to be, some of it is going to be in his Sunday school where he's learning, and other things he's going to learn on the playground or in school. But he's going to be able to apply different things that he's learned.
I love that concept. And that's going to be a series. Any idea how many books will be in the series?
No, because right now I'm up to 3. So, plus his introduction.
Well, that yes, so yes.
He's up to 4.
You can follow all of this, all of the current books, and you can order them as well. And you can follow the new ones and when they're available by going to M.A. Benjamin's website, which is mabenjamin.net. So you can keep track of what's out there. Where do you get these ideas and inspiration? I sense whenever I talk with you, your mind is always going. It's always thinking of a story that you can break down and tell. Where did these ideas come from?
All honesty, God.
Interesting.
It's literally from God. Like, I'll be reading something and it'll be like, you can break that down. And sometimes, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I don't listen. I'm like, oh, no. And then it'll come back again. You can break that down. Like, you know what? Let me just go get the pen and paper. And then, you know, I'll write it down. Like, I have like a binder of books that have been started, and that's what I'm working on right now. The Bob series is going to be new, but a lot of the other books, they were already written, so I have to go back and rewrite and make my little changes in there, tweak them here and there, and get them illustrated so they can be published.
And again, you can follow all of these books when they're available by going to mabenjamin.net. Many more will be coming. What has this been like for you, being a published author, your passion for writing? You've written all of these books. You've got many more that you've written, ideas in the pipeline. How rewarding has this been for you? And do you remember when you got that first book?
I do.
I see your eyes light up as you're talking about that. Yes.
That first one.
What was that like? And each one.
Exhilarating.
Oh, it would have to be.
Stressful at the writing and. You know, but then when I finally got it, and I was like, oh, I did it. Literally, that's what I was like. I was walking around, I had the book in my hand. I was like, I did it.
So many people want to do that, but don't follow through. They don't have that resolve, the persistence that you have. What advice would you give to them? And how did you handle maybe rejections when you didn't think you were going fast enough in getting the books out there? How do you handle the business aspect of writing?
They have to have time. Time is the most important, because even right now, I still care for children. So, and this is the reason why I'm behind on my publishing, because by the time I'm done with them, my brain, you need quiet time, quiet space in order to write. And once you start writing, it just flows. You'll just get an idea and you just start writing, and you will be amazed what you have at the end when you put the pen down. Because sometimes it just comes and I just start writing, and I'm trying to get it down because my brain is going faster than my hand.
Oh, yes,
sometimes.
Yes.
So I'm, trying to get it all down. And then that's where a lot of the rewrites come in, because I go back and I'm like, that makes no sense. And then I have to read it again. I'm like, oh, that's what that was supposed to say. And then, I get it in, and it's weird because sometimes when I go back on the rewrite, the picture literally forms in my head. I'm like, oh, and then I put my little dash next to it, and I'm like, and I try to scribble in what that page is supposed to look like. And then I go on the computer and then I try to type everything out while it's still fresh in my head. And yeah, but yes, don't give up. Never give up. it's going to be hard. That first rejection is
very
devastating, but you can't give up, because if you don't have belief in yourself, nobody else will. And you might have that one story out there that there's somebody out there that's waiting for. And you don't know. God gave you that story. He gave us all a gift. And there are many authors out there. There's many children authors out there. You know, and sometimes I even ask myself, what makes me different? But, you know, I just keep on writing.
You're touching.
In my head, I try to, well, I tell myself, there's somebody out there that needs this particular book,
yes,
this book that I'm writing. Even if it's just that one person that I can touch, then I succeeded.
Well, I was going to ask you how that feels when you get a response from someone, and maybe it's one person, maybe it's a group of people, that you feel like, okay, this is the book, and told in a way that that person needed. And I have turned mm-hmm. their life around. Maybe it's their introduction to God. Maybe it's the introduction to some of the themes you're talking about. What's how mm-hmm. satisfying is that when you go, you know what?
It's
job well done.
Yes. It's very satisfying. And especially when it comes from a kid. Because, like, I've literally had parents come and they're like, what is this book that he keeps talking about? Or, like, I have a neighbor downstairs. She makes me laugh. She's like, where's the next book? Because I'm running out of time. This girl is driving me crazy. But she keeps rereading the same books. She says she'll go out and she'll get her book, but she only wants to hear those books. I'm like, okay, well, I'm doing something. Not sure what I'm doing, but Father God knows what I'm doing.
Well, yes, and keep on doing it, because it really is touching lives. And it's always a pleasure to have Emmy Benjamin with us on the program. Last time we talked about When in Doubt, love the concept of that book. We're all in a rush to get things done. You addressed that, and mm-hmm. We talked at length about that. This one, The Greatest Transfer, is a book that you will enjoy having your child read with them, have them read it to you, discuss it. There's so many lessons in there, broken down in a way that you may think, I'm going to read to the kids for a while, and suddenly you find out you're reading to yourself.
I know. But I forgot to say, the book is also in English and Spanish.
Oh, I was going to mention that as well. Yes. And a Spanish version is available as well. So you can find...
it's in the same book.
English, Spanish, same book.
English, same book.
And the book's available at Amazon, all of the usual places. And I'd like to thank King's Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation with M.A. Benjamin once again today. And it's all on her website, mabenjamin.net. And believe me, before long, there will be more books there, and you can follow all of these. And I love you got your own little focus group that you can work on this and get all of the feedback from the people there. So it's laboratory tested before you get the mm-hmm. book to read to your child. M.A., thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations on all the success you've had, all of the young lives you're changing, in some cases introducing to God in a very special way that they will grasp and relate to for the rest of their lives. And for all the work you've got coming up, look forward to having you back to talk about the series and everything you're doing. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
It is always a pleasure. M.A. Benjamin. Her website is very simple, mabenjamin.net. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places, and a link available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.